the messenger of Allah, the most revered man in history.
Muhammad, he would do anything for you.
Until time forced us worlds apart.
Rasulullah sallallahu in his sujood is crying for you.
There has certainly come to you a messenger from among yourselves. Grievous to him is what you suffer. He is concerned over you, and to the believers is kind and merciful.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم
Allah calls him Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the seal of prophethood. Do you know what it means to be the Khatam, the seal? Previously, they used to send letters by folding them and dropping some wax in the middle of the sheet, perforating the sheet so that if someone opened that letter, you would know that that wax had been broken and that this sheet had been altered. But if the sheet came to you and the seal was complete, you know that the recipient, you have received it directly without any alteration. That seal, that wax for all of humanity is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to walk through that door, my dear brother and sister today, you would see a man of average height. He wasn't too tall, wasn't too short. The way he walked was quick-stepped, that the companions who followed him, it seemed that they had to run to catch him. He was a man of purpose. He knew where he was going and where he was coming from. His scent, his personal body odor and smell, was so fragrant that if he came into this room and left and you entered it many minutes later, you would smell it and you would say, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was here. I smell him having been here. When you would see him from far, the first thing that you would see were his eyes and his smile. And when you would try to describe that smile, you would say, كَأَنَّهَا الْبَدْرِ. It's like a full moon, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His hair was not too long and never too short. His eyes were placed wide apart. His chest and stomach were in line with each other. He wasn't obese. His hand was softer than silk and smelled greater than musk. And never once in his life did he raise it in anger against anyone except on the battlefield. His words were few, but his action was many. When he led others in prayer, it would sound as if his weeping made the sound of boiling water. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you saw him, you knew he was beautiful. But you were so taken in awe of him that you couldn't pierce his eyes and gaze at him constantly. You would shy away and you would be humbled by him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when you would enter a room and not having met him or known him yet, and you entered into a room upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you saw him sitting with his companions, you wouldn't know who he was. He didn't sit on something high. It wasn't decorated. He didn't sit on something, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that was guarded or protected. He dressed the way the Sahaba dressed. He ate what they ate. A young child could come into his masjid, in his presence, as he's sitting with his companions, and take him by the hand and walk out of the masjid with him to talk to him. The Prophet would be on a mount, on a horse or a camel, and he'd come upon young children kicking around something, throwing things at each other, amused in jest and play with one another. And because he loved the company of those who were young and old equally, he would dismount and come to them and shake their hand and say, "Assalamu alaikum." He would cook and he'd invite people to eat his food. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet was a man of courage and honor. On the battle of Hunayn, where Allah describes the situation in the Quran, the Muslims have just entered into Mecca in conquest. They have 10,000 troops. أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. You thought you had numbers and you were pleased by it. And they heard that there's an enemy about to invade them from the north. So the Prophet orders them, "Let's go out and resist before they arrive." And they came to that moment where they were surrounded on all sides in a valley, and their enemy began to pellet them with arrows.